Luke chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body also is full of darkness. See to it, then, that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you.
Okay, let's pray before we get into God's word. Father God, we pray this morning that you would guide our time together, that your Holy Spirit would be bringing light into our lives, that we would have ears to hear, eyes to see, that your Spirit would bring light to your word this morning, Lord, and that that light would shine into every part of our lives. And Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Camera technology has changed quite a bit over the years, hasn't it? It's now easier and more convenient than ever to have a camera with you wherever you go. I would say most of us, I won't go for a show of hands, but most of us would have a camera in their phone that's just with them all the time. But back in the old days, in the years gone by, not that older days, camera was just a camera. And the camera that was just a camera wasn't all that small either. And so unless you actually thought to bring your camera with you to a special event or something you were going to, it was quite likely that you might leave your camera behind. The other thing that with the old cameras that were just cameras is they required quite a bit more operation than the modern camera phones. And because they required a bit more operation, most families had their own family-designated paparazzi. In my mum's side of the family, my nana was the paparazzi of our family. I can recall that wherever we would go, she would take so many photos, so much clicking would go on that she could look like a tourist wherever she went. But in my family home, well, it was my father's role to be our camera expert. And my father, well, he took this responsibility very, very seriously. And so whenever we would have a family photo taken or we'd be at an event taking a photo, he would call out the words, how far away is it? What is the distance? Because in those days, you used to have to adjust the distance on your camera, and then you'd have to focus it in manually. None of this digital zoom and digital focusing we have these days, we just press a button and the phone or the camera does it all for us. You had to manually set them. And so he would call out, how far is the distance? He wanted to make sure that the camera was in focus. And the reason was because, of course, in those days with film cameras, you had to go and get the film developed. You had to wait for it to be developed. Once it was developed, then you could finally find out if your camera was actually in focus. And so he would call out, have you checked the distance? In our family, this has become a bit of a running joke. Even in the days of auto zoom and auto focus, every time we have a family photo, even at Christmas, you would hear somebody say, have you checked the distance? But apart from checking the distance and focusing it in, the old camera that was just a camera also had one very common failure, which I'm sure most of us have done at one point or another, and that is to leave the lens cap on. And these days, if something obstructs our lens on our digital cameras, well, you either see it on the little screen and realise it's all black, or you just delete those photos and go again. But as I said, in those days, if you took all those photos with the lens cap on, well, you may not even know until you got your film back from the chemist a week or two later. With the lens cap on, there is only darkness. There's no colour, there's no shapes. Without light, there is nothing but darkness. After God had created the heavens and the earth, the Bible tells us that the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And to combat this darkness, to bring colour and beauty and order into God's good creation, he gave his creation light. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God made a way for our eyes to see the colour and the beauty and the order of his good creation. He did this physically when he brought light into his creation, and he also did this spiritually as he revealed his light slowly through his word, through God's law, and then ultimately through Jesus. And even though God hasn't left us in the darkness, our old sinful nature still draws us back to the darkness. John chapter 3 says that light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into it for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. In this morning's passage, we're being challenged to take our spiritual lens caps off and to allow the light of Christ to shine into every area of our lives. And we're also being warned that wherever the light of Christ is not shining, there is only darkness. As we look at these verses, it's helpful for us to have a little bit of context as to what's going on here in Luke's gospel. As Jesus says these words, he is still talking to the same crowd that had seen him cast a demon out of a man who was mute. And some in the crowd had accused Jesus of doing this miracle by the power of Satan, while others demanded a sign from heaven. While there were still others in this crowd who saw and believed and trusted in Jesus. There were many who were skeptical, many who were unwilling to see the light, unwilling to see the truth of who Jesus is. The people in this crowd were accusing Jesus of not giving them enough evidence of who he is, that he was the one sent by God, even though they'd just seen him cast this demon out of a man. And so in verse 33, Jesus says these words, "No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, he puts it on its stand, so that those who come in may see the light." What Jesus is saying here is that God's plan of salvation has not been fulfilled in secret. As Jesus says in John 8, he is the light of the world. He wasn't a light that was lit and then hidden away from the world in some remote monastery somewhere. It isn't some coded secret that only a select few are able to work out. Jesus lived his life in the flesh among the people of Israel. They knew him. They saw him grow up. He lived among the people. He performed miracles like the casting out of this demon in front of great crowds. And he preached the good news of the coming kingdom anywhere that people would listen. The light of Christ was out in the open for all to see. It wasn't as though it had been hidden under a bowl, but these skeptics were in the presence of Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, but their lens caps were on. There was no light getting through. Their hearts were hard, and they would not receive Christ. And so Jesus says in verse 34, "Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are bad, your body also is full of darkness." It's through our eyes that we receive light, and we experience this light as it displays itself through colours and shapes as we see the world around us. But those who are spiritually blind, those whose eyes are not healthy, their spiritual eyes, who are spiritually blind, are unable to see the light, to see and believe in Jesus, because no light is getting in. They're just full of darkness. Their spiritual lens caps have been left on, and they're unwilling to see the light. Without the light of Christ in their lives, there is only darkness. And so Jesus warns these hard-hearted people in the crowd in verse 35. "See to it then that the light within you is not darkness." Now, the words translated here, "see to it," here literally mean to pay careful attention. To pay careful attention that the light within you is not darkness. What's Jesus saying here? He's saying that the light has been revealed. This hasn't been done in secret. And so if they haven't received the light, then it's not because Jesus hasn't shown the light. It's because they are still blocking themselves off, leaving their spiritual lens caps on. So they are unable to receive the light. And what they think is light within them, what they think is truth, is actually darkness. The Jews in this crowd believe that they already had the light. They believe they already knew the way of salvation. But the light that they were trusting in, their light within, was darkness. God had given Israel his law. They had been given the privilege of receiving God's word. As the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 5, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God's word was a light to the path of those who could see the light. But these Jews weren't trusting in that light. Their spiritual lens caps were off. Instead, they were trusting in their own works, their own outward religious acts of piety. They were trusting in their own standing among their community, their own reputations. They were unable to see that the law and God's word were all pointing to the ultimate light, which is Jesus. Jesus is saying here in verse 35 that unless his light is shining through us, we will be left in darkness, regardless of how good we look to others on the outside. Jesus then says in verse 36, "Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be completely lighted, as when the light of a lamp shines on you." Darkness cannot remain where there is light, because darkness is simply the absence of light. We don't add dark to a room. If there's no light, then it's dark. We add light to a room to remove the darkness. And so if the light of Christ is shining within us, and if we are allowing it to shine in every area of our lives, not blocking areas off, then we'll be immersed in his light and the colour and the beauty and the order that comes from knowing Jesus and trusting in him will shine like us, through us, like a lamp that is sitting on a lampstand. Sadly, many of the people in this crowd who are around the Messiah, around Christ, refuse to receive the light. They refuse to see it because the light that they were trusting in was darkness. The things that they had put their trust and their hope in were leading them away from God rather than to him. They were trusting in their abilities to keep God's law rather than in Christ, who is the one who fulfilled the law for those who trust in him. Their spiritual lens caps were on and they just weren't willing to trust in Jesus. In this morning's passage, Jesus is warning us that no one is spiritually neutral. Either our eyes are good and healthy, and we receive the light of Christ with joy, or our spiritual lens caps are on, and we have shut ourselves off from Christ. From the outside, others might not even be able to tell the difference. But Christ knows where we are with him. I'm sure we've all seen a little child trying to play hide and go seek just by closing their eyes. And they think that when they close their eyes, that no one else can see them because they can't see the world around them. They've closed themselves off and they can't see them, the world, and so they assume that we can't see them. Well, that's a bit like what we do when we try to hide, our darkness from the light. We subconsciously think that as long as we don't recognize those secret sins that we struggle with, those sins that no other soul knows about, as long as we don't allow the light to shine on them, then God can't see them either. But of course, nothing is hidden from God the Father. Nothing is hidden from God the Son, who is the light of the world. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German theologian, once wrote, "Sins want to remain unknown. It shuns the light. In the darkness of the unexpressed, it poisons the whole being of a person." Are there sins in our lives, secret sins, that are holding us back from coming to the light? Are there sins that we have come to believe are acceptable rather than bringing them into the light? How much better to repent and to come to the foot of the cross, to recognize our need for forgiveness through Christ Jesus, so that we might be illuminated by his love. Living in the light of Christ is an ongoing process. It's not something that we do once and then it is done. We have to keep letting the light in. Otherwise, there is only darkness. It is the ongoing realization that we aren't good enough to measure up to God, that we cannot do good works that are good enough, that it is only through Christ that we are saved. It is only the ongoing recognition that we need Jesus, that light coming into our souls, that allows us to be able to shine the light of Christ for all to see. So as we hear these words this morning, I pray that we have had the Holy Spirit working in us. May his Spirit be convicting our hearts of the areas in our lives that we've been holding back from the light. And may the hope of our salvation, the joy of knowing forgiveness through Christ Jesus, shine through us and display it in how we interact with each other and how we interact with those in our community. May we not hide our sin and shame from Christ, but instead may we bring our failures into the light so that the light and love of Christ may be seen even more clearly through us as we recognize our need for Jesus and as we make much of him, the one who is the light of the world. Let's pray. Father God, we pray that you would shine your light into our lives. Lord, we pray that you would convict us of those areas that we have been hiding our failures from the light. Lord, we pray, recognizing that we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, that we have not lived up to your righteous standards, that it is only through what Christ has done for us and not through anything we have ever done for you that we are right with you. Lord, we pray that you would help us to recognize our need for your light to keep shining into our lives, to recognize our need for Christ Jesus. And we pray this in his name. Amen.